بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم to dear listeners of Muslim Lady. More specifically, our salam and gratitude to women listeners of our program. Well, this is Nahid having the honor of being with you on this episode. And here with me, I have the honor of being with my very dear sister, Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Well, I am so glad that we have you here, and we would appreciate if we could have a brief introduction of you as a Muslim lady.
Yes, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, thank you so much for having me. Then I am Tafilan Zainab Askari. I hail from Indian Administrative Kashmir, and I've been living in Qom for some 10 years studying Islamic studies, and it's been some past 2.5 years that I've been researching specifically on women topics, and especially what are the Islamic perspectives about women, and I've also been writing about it.
Great.
For quite a time now, yeah.
Thank you, sister. And, you know, for today's episode, what we want to talk about is the matter of infidelity.
Yeah.
Like the thing that we are monitoring in the society, wanted or not, it is a sad situation. It's something that is not that much nice to be happened. But still, even though we have very, let's say, rare or less numbers or rates of it, we are still seeing this phenomena in the society.
Yeah.
So for starters, let's start by asking this question. That I know that it depends from case to case, from society to society, from person to person even. But in your perspective, is it happening among men or women more? Like, are we observing this case more in women or men?
Islam does not generalize betrayal as being more prevalent in, you know, one gender over the other, as both men and women are equally capable of falling into sin if they abandon the self-restraint, if they abandon the Islamic guidance. And even Quran is not silent about that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not specify the gender. He says that, like we have in Surah Anfal, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْخَائِنِينَ. So indeed, Allah does not like those who betray. So if I give the example of women, the wife of Nuh and the wife of Lut, they were under two of the righteous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they betrayed them, like exposing the secrets of home to outside home. But at the same time, if we go back, like the Pharaoh's wife, Lady Asiya, she's an example of the most loyal soul in the house of the most tyrannical persons. So, hey, in Islam, there's nothing like gender is like more likely to betray. Islam emphasizes preventive measures like, you know, hijab, there's modesty, controlling the desires for both men as well as women. So,
it's kind of equal, right?
Yeah, it's not to blame any gender. It is to warn both men and women, like, for example, about some Islamic guidelines. Say, for example, gaze. So if you, if you were to ask me who betrays more, I would say the one who guards their gaze less.
Regardless of the gender of the male or female matters of it?
Both have to observe piety, both have to be pious. And both have to follow the guidelines. It's not like one gender has to follow more guidelines than the other, or one is more, they are more likely to fall into sin than the other. So
and
both,
And it also depends on the trap that each person is going to be. So the other thing is that regarding this, like it is happening, right? Do you agree with me that we are seeing some cases in the society in which this infidelity is taking place in the lives and
Indeed.
It's unfortunately ruining the lives?
Yeah.
Welcome back to Muslim Lady. Today, I have the pleasure of being with my very dear sister, Sister Zainab, and we are talking about infidelity. Well, previously, we started our today's episode by mentioning that infidelity is not going to be something that can be put as a label to neither of the genders. And now let's go a little bit deeper into Islam's view, the best religion's view towards this.
Yeah. So we were talking about the solutions now. How does Islam provide some specific solutions to prevent infidelity or betrayal in a marriage? So Islam provides us a comprehensive guideline or solutions to strengthen marital bonds and prevent infidelity. There are some sacred veils, for example, hijab of the body. It's not a cloth alone, it's the fortress of dignity. You know, we have this in Surah Ahzab, O Prophet, tell your wives and your daughters and the women of the believers to draw their cloaks over themselves. So that's a hijab of the body. When you do that, you are preventing yourself from the...
So true.
Yeah. So it's now, when there's a concept of hijab of the body, what we do sometimes is we always specify hijab to just, I don't know, just being a head covering or just have a modest dressing. No. Another sacred veil that can prevent infidelity and is more important is hijab of the gaze. You know, again in Surah Nur we have, tell the believing men to lower their gaze. And then the very next verses, and tell the believing woman to lower their gaze.
So it's as if Islam is first giving us the instruction,
the guidelines,
to be aware and to care of hijab, of the way you are veiling yourself, and later the way to be careful of the look,
yeah,
the way you are seeing the world, right?
Yes, and as we know that the ahadith are the interpretations of the verses of Quran, we have a more detailed version from Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. He says that gaze is an arrow of shaitan's arrows, and whoever avoids it out of the fear of Allah, he will replace it with faith, the sweetness of which will find the sweetness of which he will find in his heart. So that's about the gaze.
And also, it's usually the start point of the sin.
Yes.
It all starts from there.
It all starts from there. And then we have also hijab of speech. For example, again, in Surah Ahzab, we have been guided, do not be soft in speech, lest in whose heart is a disease and, should be moved with desire. So hijab is not just specific to a head covering or just a covering, outer covering. It's also in the behavior. For example, avoid suspicious environments. Limit unnecessary interactions with non-mahrams. Like we have all grounds available through social media, in the workplace. You know, mm-hmm. We have to avoid all those unnecessary interactions. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, do not sit in every gathering, for shaitan circulates among you like blood in the veins.
So it starts with the external hijab, with the way we need to be veiled, then goes deeper into the
and
gaze.
Yes, so it's not just confined to the outer covering.
Right.
It's very important. Like you rightly mentioned, it goes deeper.
Right. And then deep in the personality, the way you are behaving towards the others, the way you are acting. And this action of people is also a matter that which might lead to be a trap, trigger for someone. Now that we are more aware of the Islamic perspectives towards this matter, let's go for another break, and then we'll be back to talk more about the advice that can be given to couples, to those who might see this phenomenon, might be in search of some ways to prevent it better. Welcome back to Muslim Lady. Well, today we are talking about the matter of infidelity among couples more specifically. And up to now, we just considered this matter as not being targeted to one gender. Then we talked about the Islamic perspectives, the most important keyword here, hijab. And the fact that it is not only confined to the outer hijab that is considered more in the society and it is more visible. It rather goes deeper into the personality, into our behavior.
To explain that more, I would like to add a hadith from Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family. He says that the fornication of eyes is a lustful look. The fornication of the tongue is the indecent speech, and the fornication of hands is touching what is forbidden.
Yeah.
So it explains it all, like where to have hijab. Yeah. So betrayal in general does not start suddenly. It begins with small steps. It begins with small steps like a look, a conversation, an emotional attachment outside marriage. And Islam emphasizes on hijab in all forms and is because it's a protective shield for both men as well as women. So it should not be confined to women only.
Yeah, right.
Because hijab in gaze is for both.
Yeah, so true. And Islam is just giving all the guidelines needed.
Yeah, so a marriage does not die from one big wound. It rather, it's from thousand tiny flirtations. So Islam does not build walls to restrict you. It builds walls to protect you. We have to understand that hijab is not a fabric. It's a philosophy. It lowers temptations. It raises dignity. And it shields marriages. So if a woman today wear hijab only of fabric, but do not wear a hijab of their eyes, of the speech, of the self-respect, both men and women, then betrayal finds its way.
Yeah, that can be probably the reason that in some cases we can see this happening even among the people who are having hijab, who are wearing hijab as well. Now, what can you give us some advice towards ways to prevent it based on modern psychology, based on, let's even imagine we're not just only highlighting the Islamic perspectives, though they are completely clear, making it more scientific. Also, in the area of psychology, we have matters considering infidelity. Can you tell us a little bit more about
that? Well, science tells about that it arises from the lack of emotional connection. It arises from neglect, and it arises from some unresolved traumas. So again, on which Islam always tells you, do not neglect, give time. It emphasizes on the emotional connections. It emphasizes on growing every day, the communication, talk to each other and talk good. We have a famous psychologist, Esther Perel, who says that people do not cheat because they are looking for another partner. They cheat because they are looking for another version of themselves. So understand each other. Understanding each other is very important. Islam teaches that renew yourself within this halal bond that you have and grow together, discover each other again and again. That's why we have in Islamic guidelines that your partner is a garment for you. So a garment must fit, a garment must warm, and it must also hide the flaws. Speak with grace, gaze with purity, build your homes like that of Kaaba, sacred, protected, and full of zikr. Love is not found in the openness, it's rather found in the loyalty. Marriage is not about freedom, it's the sacred responsibility. And beauty lies not in how many admire you, but how deeply that one person in your home loves you in a halal way.
It is really nice that in Islam's view, everything has been just clearly put. And we have like a disease. We have it and a cure, the way to recognize it, they're all provided for us as well. Well, that was all the time we had for today's Muslim Lady. I really thank you for your presence. And until another episode, I wish our dear listeners the best time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.